Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome, this is Nicola Beer and I'm so happy you're here with me today because I'm going to be talking about a really important topic, something that is vital to having healthy and happy relationships, and something that is also vital in living an enjoyable and stress-free life. And that is trust. How to increase trust in your life and relationships. That's what I'm going to be sharing with you about today. Because it's easy to trust people until the day when someone you trust lets you down. Perhaps it was a co-worker who stole your ideas, a partner who cheated on you, or maybe even a friend who deceived you. Or perhaps, like me, it started at an early age, where it was a parent, an uncle, an aunt, a sibling, that you could not trust, and very early on, you felt it's not safe to trust anyone. My mum was emotionally and physically abusive because she was having a breakdown during my childhood. She would flip from deep depression to aggression. And it was painful to watch. It was painful to experience. And I learned at a very young age, love is not safe. Because what she used to do is she used to hit us and scream and shout at us and say like really horrible things, like she didn't want us and things like we ruined her life. And then she would feel guilty. She would start crying, realizing that this is not her true self and this is not who she wanted to be. And then she would hug us and hold us, and as she hugged us and as she held us, she would say that she was really sorry and how much she loved you. And it was confusing because you sort of thought, well, if you love me, how come you just told me you didn't want me around? If you love me, how come you just hit me? So it was very confusing. And when people that you need to trust, like your parents, you can't trust, sometimes it can lead to difficulty in trusting others. And then there are lots of women, there are lots of men who have gone through a relationship where their partner has cheated on them. And when their partner has cheated on them, they then find it really hard to trust men or women again. They're very suspicious. They want to try and control that person that they're with in the new relationship. They don't like it when that person that they're in a relationship with is socializing, is often a girl's night or a lad's night, is not replying back to the messages straight away. This, then, four needs to be addressed because it can affect the quality of life in a relationship if you're bringing the past into the current relationship. And I committed myself to over a decade worth of training to understand what is it that helps people to trust. How can you trust? And for me, it was really healing. I had to do a lot of healing on myself. Now, some people don't like the word healing, but for me, I did actually have to do a lot of healing from all these wounds. But I believe everyone has wounds. All humans get these wounds. Some are deep, some are less deep, but they do affect us and they can affect trust. And when we have great trust in a relationship, it's amazing. And when we have great trust in ourselves and in life, it feels great. So whatever has happened to you, whether it was recently or many years ago, if you still can't trust people, or you find yourself being very cynical, then there's no better time than the present to get back that trust. It might sound strange, but getting our trust back is one of the most important things we can do for ourselves, if we want to have a better quality of life. Why is that? Well, if we have no trust for whatever reason, then life will not work as effortlessly or as easily as it would if we trusted. It's a hard thing to do, there's little doubt about it, especially when something really terrible has happened, but it's an essential ingredient in making your life great. Having trust, trusting in life. Let me explain a bit more. After every bad experience, we have the amazing ability to choose how we react. We can choose to see this as a one-off incident. We can choose what we focus on. We can choose what it means. So you may choose to mean that I can't trust anyone from an incident. Or you can choose to say, well, that person must have been going through a stressful time. That individual has a lot going on and they reacted like this. So we can choose whether to not trust anyone ever again, or we can choose to see that incident for a single experience that it was and not let the bad experience define us. And it's bad enough to have that one bad experience, but by not trusting after that bad experience, we're automatically making our lives more difficult and in essence attracting more bad things to us, unfortunately. Why have 5 bad experiences when you can just have 1 bad experience? Put the past behind you, learn from it, and move forward towards a better future. David Rico, the psychotherapist and author of Daring to Trust, explains that we must develop trust and that it's not a feeling, but a belief. And he's correct. Trust is a belief. So when people say, I don't feel like I can trust them, it's no wonder, because what you have to do is you have to believe it. At some point in our lives, we have to decide if and when we will trust again and to believe that everything will be okay. When I help lots of men and women coming out of divorce or coming out of a toxic relationship or a difficult relationship or a difficult separation, when they want to look at dating again, we have to look through their beliefs. Do you believe all men run after young women, is what a lady I was working with had. And then that's what kept happening to her. A man I was working with believed that all women want is your money. Another person believed that Tinder dating was scary, that there were crazy people, and that she would never find love. So I said, if you believe that, then there's absolutely no point in going on it. Like, you have to, what you believe is so important in your relationship and in your life for you and what you're going to create. Because at some point we need to decide and trust that everything's going to be okay. I trust in life. I trust that things that are meant to happen will happen to me as long as I take action, as long as I'm focusing my thoughts on what I want and moving forward. The interesting point here is that just because we trust something will work out, it doesn't necessarily mean that it will, but it's better than not trusting. It really is, because not trusting is not trusting of the universe and the things outside bigger than you. I have a client that I was working with whose baby died at 7 years old. She was distraught, to say the least, but she remained optimistic and kept trusting that things would work out. A year later, she got pregnant, but at 8 weeks, lost the baby, and her trust levels went down. This was taking a toll on her marriage, as she felt that her husband had become more distant. 2 months later, she got pregnant again, but lost the baby at 6 weeks. Her trust levels plummeted to an all-time low. And then something happened. As she let go of her grief and worked through her pain and started to trust that life did have a good plan for her and that life would work out for her, incredible things happened. Within 5 months, she decided to have a career change and jumped into a new career, studied fashion design, and took part in her fashion show. And interestingly enough, during the week of her fashion show, she fell pregnant and went on to have a full-term pregnancy and gave birth to a healthy son who was now 10 months old. And as she did this, and as she trusted in life, and she trusted in her partner, and she trusted that everything was happening as it was meant to be, then she felt peace, and the relationship with her husband grew stronger and stronger. They overcame that distance, that coldness, and that separation. And I believe that you can never really trust someone in a relationship 100%. And the reason I say that you can never trust someone 100% is because they don't know what's going to happen in the future, and you don't know what's going to happen in the future. So all you can do is focus on trusting yourself. Trusting yourself that no matter what happens in your life, in your relationship, in your career, in your finances, that you are going to be okay. And the way to know and to trust yourself that you're going to be okay is actually about love, which might sound a little crazy, but it's so true when you think about it. I love myself enough that no matter what business mistakes I make, what financial mistakes I make, what relationships mistakes I make, what career mistakes I make, I'm not going to beat myself up. I'm not going to hurt myself. I'm going to be loving and kind towards myself, and I'm going to take it step by step and do whatever I need to do to rebuild my life or to rebuild my relationship. Problem is, a lot of people will never forgive themselves, or they don't let go of the regret. They're angry at themselves. Why did you trust that person? How come you didn't see it coming? And these negative, draining thoughts, the guilt, the self-hatred or the self-loathing can cause someone to keep not trusting as a way to kind of protect themselves, but it's not a protection, and therefore they limit themselves. So if you're struggling with any of that, then I'm going to put a link with the show where you can just go and book a 30-minute breakthrough consultation with me. You can also go to my website, nicolabeer.com, and you'll see it there, where you can actually book a time for me to support you to really have that transformation. Well, in the session, I can talk about how I've helped others and answer any questions that you have. Because we certainly have no way to control the future. And so we certainly can't control what will happen to us, what other people will say or do, if they will hurt us or deceive us. But we can control how we react. And we can choose if we allow awful circumstances to take away our trust or not. So to begin with, whatever you've been through, remember that the first thing you need to do to move forwards is develop trust in yourself. Trust that you will be okay no matter what. Trust that you will always find a way. I love that. Where there's a will, there's a way. It's a great saying. I think my mum taught me that. And it's brilliant. Where there is a will, there is a way. It's great. Trust that everything happens for a reason. And I know often it doesn't seem like it at a time. Trust that your higher self, or God if you believe in God, or the universe, whatever you believe, has a plan for you. Or you are creating your plan. And you're exactly where you're supposed to be right now on your journey. Now let's talk about other people. Try not to use the word everyone, always, never. Because when you generalize and say things like everyone cheats, or all women want is money, or all men want younger women, not only are you likely to attract those people into your life, but it isn't exactly true. It's true there are a lot of liars out there, there's a lot of cheats out there, but not every single person on this planet is a liar and a cheat. And it can sometimes feel like this if you keep attracting liars and cheats into your life. And in your relationship as well. If you're saying to yourself, my husband is always putting work first, my wife is always controlling me, then that's exactly what you're going to focus on, and it's not always true. So it might be time to sit quietly and think about how you might be attracting certain situations to you. When we look at our lives from the stance that we are responsible for what we have and don't have, it all of a sudden puts power back into our hands, and it gives us the opportunity to make a change and fix whatever the problem is that we are experiencing. Remember, following the path of trust is not always easy. And that's why I'm going to give you 3 points. Follow these whenever something bad happens to you, and use these as tools to not only survive bad experiences you've been through, but to come through it in style. Who knows, you might just end up being a better person with a whole new and exciting life ahead of you. More than you ever could have imagined. Because we don't want past experiences to steal your trust in life, in others, and take away from your enjoyment in life. So be proactive. Never give up believing that hope is pointless. Have hope, especially if you are trying to save a relationship at the moment. Having hope, having trust is essential. So here are the three things. Number one is learn the lesson. Sometimes in life, bad things happen to teach us a lesson. And sadly, life keeps giving us these awful experiences again and again and again until we've learned the lesson that it's trying to teach us. I had to learn a lesson with my finances again and again and again before I really got it. And it was only when I was working with a coach to go through all of it, I realized, wow, all of the times where the financial plans that I had didn't work out, where I invested in someone's services for my business, I invested in someone's services for something personal, or I gave someone, loaned someone some money, all the times where my gut instinct was saying, no, be careful, I'm not sure about this, and I didn't listen, I overrode that internal feeling, it didn't really go well. I had the premonition it was not good, but I overrided that decision. And this is something that happens again and again and again for many people. In their relationships, when I work with men and women, where they feel something isn't right in the relationship, but they don't do anything, and then they don't do anything, and then they don't do anything, and then their partner says, I've had an affair and I'm leaving. And yet their gut instinct was telling them way before they're having an affair, or something's not right, or the relationship is not close anymore, do something about it, and they didn't until it was too late. Which is a real shame, because we can change things quickly if we listen to our gut instinct, if we act and are proactive rather than being reactive. Especially when I support men and women to find love and they are struggling in their relationship because they are dating someone who they feel is not right. Well, inside they know this isn't good, and yet they override that decision. But this is just the gut instinct we're talking about here, but there may be other lessons from it. There may be lessons to slow down. Whenever I get a cold or a flu, I see sometimes, okay, this is my body saying, relax, Nicola, you're doing too much, if that makes sense. So the second one is to look at, did you attract it? If someone has deceived you or maybe stole from you, you can always take the high road and think about yourself. Have you in any way deceived someone else? If someone has taken money from you, have you taken money from anywhere or someone else? Is this coming back to you? Is something of a similar nature happening? Because sometimes this is life's way of giving us what we gave out. I know sometimes where I've missed an appointment by accident, I've literally had so much on and I've missed an appointment, I'll find that with my online calls, someone will miss an appointment for me. And I think, well, I'm not going to be upset about it because I've just done the same to someone else, and it can happen. You can, some days, just completely miss things. I had some people come round to do some work on my air conditioning unit to give it a good old clean out. And I'd arranged it the next day, and I always do yoga in the morning. And they said they were going to be there at a certain time in the morning. And I said, great, because I'll need to leave 15 minutes later. And I just got up, didn't notice, drove to my yoga, got to my yoga, and then I had all their messages saying, oh, we've just arrived. Luckily, I was able to let them in through a key around the neighbours. But it's like, sometimes we forget these things. So it's thinking about, okay, is it that I can't trust that person? Or is it just the fact that I've done something similar and it's just coming back to me? And the next thing is, were you expecting it? Sometimes after we've been hurt, it's easy to go around expecting other people to treat us the same way and to assume that they will be mean or devious as the last person that's caused us pain. If we expect it to happen, then yes, sometimes we can create the same experiences, thus enforcing the belief, for example, that all people are cheaters. Whereas if we expect a good outcome, chances are we'll attract a good outcome. So this comes down to, expecting the worst, expecting your partner to be moody when they're not moody, expecting people to have a problem with what you're going to share with them, expecting people to not fall through, not trust them. Let's say you and your partner have had a disagreement about something and they have said to you, I'm going to change this. If you're sat there skeptical, saying, I don't believe you, you're not going to do it, I don't trust you to be on time, I don't trust you to do that, you're not, then when you expect the worst of someone, often that can become a self-fulfilling prophecy, because they will think, well, you're thinking the worst of me anyway, and it demotivates them. I may as well do it. I had one couple where the wife kept saying to her husband, I know you're going to have an affair, I know you're cheating, I know you're cheating, and he really wasn't. And then after 5 years of that, in the end he did, and they broke up because she had kept saying it to him. So it's really important to look at what are we expecting and clear any baggage from past relationships so that don't keep infecting our current relationships. Now, changing beliefs and trusting again isn't always easy. So if you need help, then do reach out to me, because I love to have support in this area. Whether that's to change insecurities, break free from jealousy, trusting yourself and building that self-love, not to be hard on yourself. If you'd like a new outlook on life, to break the habit of not trusting, then do feel free to contact me. I'm going to put a link to get a 30-minute breakthrough session with me. It's absolutely free. I will explain to you how my programs work at the end. If you'd like to sign up and join me in one of my programs, and if you don't, that's okay too. It's really about helping you and giving you some tools and some ideas of how you can move your life forward. Because I don't want past experiences to still your trust in life, distill your trust in others, and affect your overall enjoyment. So if this is you, be proactive, never give up believing and hoping that things will work out. From my heart to yours, thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to make a donation to the show, as little as $3 a month, then do visit my donation page on my website, nicolabeer.com. I know lots of you have been in touch saying you'd like to request topics, you would like to make a donation, then you can get in touch with me there. And do join me next week for the next episode. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.